This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Glad you're with us tonight. I'm especially glad to know that it's Girl Scout cookie season once again. Sales officially began yesterday, and I'm just excited. It's been a Monday. I need Girl Scout cookies. That's why I'm glad to be talking to Maura Warner with the Girl Scouts of Eastern Iowa and Western Illinois, which covers the Girl Scout troops in this area. Maura, thanks so much for your time.
Hi, how are you doing? I'm glad to be on today.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you on, and I'm going to be doing much better once I get my shipment of Girl Scout cookies fulfilled. What can I say?
I know. I think Girl Scout cookies on a Monday should be mandatory during this whole season. Everyone needs a little bit of sugar.
Well, here's the thing. I know that there's only a limited period with which Girl Scout cookies are sold, but maybe if they were available all year round, I would be that much happier.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I will say you can stock up. They freeze pretty darn well, so then you can, you know, get how many you need to last you for an entire year.
Yeah, I would like to think that would be great, except I would just consume all of them sooner, and I would need to order more, and then I would have a habit, and, you know, but enough about that. And talk a little bit maybe about that first, if you could, Maura. There really only is, for good reason, I imagine, a limited time with which cookie sales take place.
Yeah, so this year's sale in 2020 is going to wrap up by March 22nd. And as you said, it did kick off on Sunday, January 12th. And we do that limited time period, you know, mainly because these are girls who are in school. They're running their own businesses. So having it in a limited amount of time gives them that taste of having a business, but isn't going to be this year-round commitments where they have to focus. And I think also their parents and troop leaders probably appreciate that's a little bit of a limited sale. But I think another part of having it be such a limited time only is it does create that excitement. So people can go out and say, hey, it's Girl Scout cookie season. I need to stock up on my Thin Mints.
Absolutely. I was in Boy Scouts growing up, and of course the equivalent for us was selling truckloads of popcorn. So I guess upon further review, it is much better that the sales aren't happening all year round. But but that said, though, as I think maybe we've talked in the past, this provides a very important skill for Girl Scouts that they might not otherwise get until later in life, right?
Yeah, definitely. So this is our premier entrepreneurship program. We are giving girls that skill set where they can actually use business skills in the real world, and instead of just kind of learning about theories, and they're learning it at such a young age. You know, for a five-year-old to get started in the sale as a Daisy, for her to count back change and look customers in the eye, reach out to her grandparents on the phone, ask them if they'd like to buy cookies, that's a big deal. But as she progresses through the program, there's going to be new levels and different abilities for her to try new skills. We've got girls in high school who have been selling cookies, you know, since they were 5 years old, and they're tracking their inventory and you know, following up with customers from year past. And I think to go into college and get out of, you know, their high school age and already have, like, supply chain management skill sets, marketing experience, like, that's a pretty big deal.
It really is, and it's one of those things where the sooner in life that you start to get those skills, the better off, as you pretty much just said, the better off you'll be later in life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we really instill a lot of those life skills in girls very early on, and not just in the cookie program, but our entire program of Girl Scouts is focused on helping girls build life skills so they can make the world a better place.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. And you know, you're selling delicious cookies, so what could possibly go wrong there?
Yes, it is. It is just a great program. It is really a highlight of my job. And I was a Girl Scout back in the day, so it's exciting to come back and help girls in 2020 sell cookies.
That's fantastic. Let's talk about the proceeds from the sales. They pretty much all stay right in the area that the cookies are sold in, right?
Yes, yeah. So all of the proceeds of cookies are going to stay local. About a dollar of every box is going to go right back to the baker just to make the product.
Sure.
But then the rest of it is divided up between going to directly to the girl, going to her troop, and then going to the council so we can provide programs and maintain summer camps and that kind of thing.
I should back up here, and in terms of Girl Scouts tracking orders and doing all that stuff, there's an important component here that's, if I'm reading this right, is called digital cookie. Now, if I only had a digital cookie right now.
Yes, yeah. If we could somehow deliver right through the computer screen,
yes,
even better. But what's really cool about Digital Cookie is because the whole, you know, point of the program is to teach girls business skills, we have to make sure what we're teaching girls is relevant for today's business climate. And now many businesses are finding success online, so we had to make sure that our program was up to date as well. So girls can use their own individual digital cookie accounts. They create their own website. They can customize it. A lot of girls will make fun videos talking about their goals and things like that. And then what they'll do is put in email addresses of people they know and send them an email. They can generate a special link that they can share on social media. And then they can take credit card orders. So people can choose to have the cookies shipped to them. Or they can choose to have them delivered still in person, which I think is a great aspect because, one, on the consumer side, you're not paying shipping. But on the side of the girl, they can still have that opportunity to meet with somebody face-to-face and work with their people skills and really thank their customers for their purchase.
That's fantastic. So it really is kind of expanded the skills that the girls learn over time. That's fantastic. Let's talk about flavors. I understand, one, that there are a couple of new flavors, and two, we've asked folks on social media what their favorite Girl Scout cookie is, and Jeannie says they still do make shortbreads, don't they?
Yes, we do, we do. We have the trefoil cookie, so just look for trefoil, and that's the same as the shortbread.
Okay. About the new flavors, then. There's a lot of traditional favorites and a couple of new things this year, right?
Yeah, so this year in 2020, we're introducing the Lemon Up cookie. It is replacing the Savannah Smile. And the Lemon Up is basically a lemon cookie that has a little bit of a glaze on the bottom. I'm a big fan of lemon. Like, I love a good lemon bar, and these cookies are quickly moving up to one of my new favorites.
I liked the lemonade you had for a couple of years, but I didn't see that on the list this year. My heart's broken.
I know a lot of people are fans of lemonade. And I would say the Lemon Ups are very different than the Savannah Smiles.
Okay.
Also a lemon cookie, but they're a little more similar to lemonades. They're not the same. The lemonades had a little bit more of like a frosting on the bottom, and these are more of a glaze. But they're probably getting a little bit closer because I was a lemonades fan too. And actually a fun fact is you can get lemonades on the other, at other councils. Cookie bakers, and we use little brownie bakers, but there's also ABC bakers that makes that lemonade cookie. So it's kind of one of those, that insider knowledge of Girl Scouts, but councils can choose which one to go with, and basically that decision is made up on what kind of resources they can provide for our volunteers and things like that.
So in other words, as much as you would like to keep all the proceeds and all the money local, if you do a little bit of research, you'll be able to find exactly what you're looking for.
Yes, yeah, yeah. And I always tell people, you know, if you see a girl local in your community, I would really recommend donating to our Care to Share program.
Okay.
So maybe that favorite flavor of yours isn't in our lineup. You can still choose to donate a package or two of cookies to Care to Share, and those cookies are going to go to our military.
Very good. That's fantastic.
So you're supporting that girl and our military, and so I think that's a win-win.
Very much a win-win. Speaking of win-wins, for people who prefer gluten-free options, I see there are options for that this year, too.
Yes, we do have a gluten-free cookie. We have our Toffee Tastics. They are $5 a box, and they're like a rich buttery cookie that has little toffee bits in it. So that's a really fun gluten-free option that, you know, if you have that sensitivity or that allergy, that's a great option for you. But I know a lot of people who still purchase those cookies because they're really yummy.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, so let's again kind of recap the timeline for sales here. This is the point in the selling where girls go door to door, and eventually you'll be seeing pretty much stands everywhere, right?
Yeah. So right now, girls are taking orders. They either use their digital cookie accounts or they have those traditional order cards. They're going door to door. They're giving family and friends a call. They're reaching out to people on social media. And then on February 14th, on Valentine's Day, that's when the cookie boosts kick off.
Oh, so how perfect.
I know. That's why I'm hoping my Valentine gets me Girl Scout cookies. I think that would be the best way to celebrate the holiday.
There you go. I need to find a Valentine before then. But I get it. Yeah.
Yes. But that's where you'll see girls outside of, you know, local retailers. They also can go out to, like, parades and community events and basketball games, all kinds of different areas just to reach a new customer base. And I know not everybody knows a Girl Scout, and so that's like a really good option. And to find those booths, you just go to GirlScoutCookies.org, put in your zip code, and it'll let you know what booths are nearby and when they are.
All right, GirlScoutCookies.org. We'll link to that with this interview on WGIL.com momentarily. Maura, anything else we should know about Girl Scout cookies other than we need to, while we're out getting the cookies, we need to go get some nice ice-cold milk to go with them?
Oh, yes, yeah, that or some hot cocoa with your cookies. That'd be pretty good, too. I think I just want to let people know that if they don't know a Girl Scout and the booth sales haven't quite started yet, you can always call our council office at 800-798-0833, and our team members will help connect you with a Girl Scout or troop in your community so you can work on purchasing cookies from them. So there's always that option to help support girls in your sweet tooth.
All right, 800-798-0833. All right, yeah. Maura, thank you so much for joining us. Maura Warner with the Girl Scouts of Eastern Iowa and Western Illinois. I imagine that you've probably you probably had the lock-in on some of these cookies before the rest of us did, didn't you?
Yeah, I did have a little bit of knowledge of the Lemon-Ups. It was really hard to keep the secret.
I know. I couldn't imagine, but I guess better you than me, right? Maura, thanks again.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Stay tuned. We'll have Kim Commando in sports next on Galesburg's Evening News.